This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. US President Donald Trump has said that a very successful attack on three nuclear sites in Iran has been carried out, including at Fordo. In a social media post, he said that the US has conducted the strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities at Fordo, Natanz and Esfahan, and all the planes are now out of Iranian airspace. His announcement shows that the United States has officially joined with Israel in attack on Iran. Israeli forces launched fresh strikes against Iran's critical port city of Bandar Abbas in southwestern part of the country yesterday. Israeli military described the targeted place as unmanned aerial vehicle depots and weapons facilities. Port city of Bandar Abbas serves as Iran's most important commercial gateway, housing the country's main port, naval headquarters and vital oil infrastructure near the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of global oil trade passes. Israel also launched airstrikes against the Isfahan nuclear site as Iran sent missiles and drones towards Israel. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has directed Air India to remove three officials from all roles and responsibilities related to crew scheduling and rostering with immediate effect for serious violations. The regulator also instructed the airline to initiate internal disciplinary proceedings against these officials without delay and to report the outcome of such proceedings within 10 days. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh from today. During his visit, he will participate in various programs in the capital Raipur and Narayanpur district of the state. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will lay the foundation stone of the campus of National Forensic Sciences University and Central Forensic Science Laboratory in Raipur. Mr. Shah will hold a meeting with the Director General of Police and Additional Director General of Police of Chhattisgarh and neighboring states in Nava Raipur on security-related issues. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India will never restore Indus Water Treaty with Pakistan. He said the government will construct a canal to take excess water to Rajasthan flowing to Pakistan. In an interview with an English daily, the Home Minister said the government's policy of zero tolerance against terrorism is intact. The Bihar government has decided to increase the pensions of senior citizens, widows and people with disability under the Social Security Pension Scheme by 700 rupees per month. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar said that the beneficiaries will get enhanced pensions of 1,100 rupees from next month. Our correspondent has the details.
The beneficiaries of social security schemes in Bihar will get 1,100 rupees per month. More than 1 crore 9 lakh beneficiaries will get assistance and it will be credited to their bank accounts by 10th of every month. The state government is implementing Bihar Nishaktata Pension Scheme for disabled or Divyang people, whereas under Lakshmibai Social Security Pension, widows above 18 years old are provided assistance. The state government runs Mukhyamantri Vriddhajan Pension Yojana to provide assistance to old age persons of 60 to 79 years group. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Mizoram, the Assam Rifles and other law enforcing agencies have seized drugs valued at 11.53 crore rupees and arrested five drug peddlers, including two women. A defense spokesperson said that acting on specific intelligence regarding movement of narcotics from Vasakai to Lungle, an Area Domination Party ADP was launched in the Lungle district. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast for heavy to very heavy rainfall in Madhya Pradesh, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, Eastern Rajasthan, South Haryana, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. In the first match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, hosts England will resume their first inning from 209 for 3 against India's 471 on day 3 at Headingley, Leeds today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.